Hello over there. I'm still speaking to you even though I can't see you. So today, the fourth Sunday of Advent, we sound the trumpet in Zion. The day of the Lord is near. He comes to save us. As we draw close to Christmas, these readings continue to help us prepare for Christ coming to us, each one of us, in a deep and personal way. They show the truth and depth of the preparations and how our preparations will be revealed and our faith and trust will be tested both now and throughout our life. For God loves us beyond our imaginings. In this first reading, we examine our position through King Ahaz, who earlier in Isaiah 7 was in a panic over being attacked by the joint forces of Aram and Ephraim. So God sends Isaiah to tell him to remain calm and do not fear, for God will not allow Judah to fall to them. But Ahaz was a wicked king who did not live by God's commands. He had even previously sacrificed one of his sons to a false god. And so in this situation, he did not trust that God would save him. So then again, God sends Isaiah to advise Ahaz to ask for a sign from God. He even put some generosity to it. Ask for anything you would hope for. But again, he resisted. He was afraid to ask because of his lack of faith and his lack of understanding of God. He thought it was a trap of some kind. So then God gives his own sign, because God's faithfulness and love is eternal. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. God gave Ahaz multiple chances to place his trust in him, to repent of his position of resisting him. Yet he kept on resisting, kept holding on to his position. So we look at ourselves and say, what are the areas of resistance in my life that are keeping me from responding to what God is calling me to do? What is holding me back from receiving him fully at Christmas with great joy? I know a school teacher, I'll call her Amy, not her real name, who was teaching at a public school, and she was growing more discontent over time with the way the principal was running the school. And then one summer, suddenly she was let go of her job. And the bitterness and resentment that rose up in her, that held firm, was strong for quite a while. She ended up getting a job in a nearby Catholic school in a small town, of course not St. John's. Even though she practiced no faith, the school hoped that she could help them save their school, because she was a good teacher. She remained connected, however, to a couple good friends from that old school, who just happened to be really strong Catholics. And over time, their heart softened her heart. Their care for her, their consistent speaking the truth to her, encouraging her to forgive, to let go of that resentment. And I think the influence also of the children at that Catholic school combined made a profound impact on Amy. And it wasn't very long ago she asked about, I think I need to become Catholic. For so long, I've looked for others to make my life happy. But I've come to realize that they can never do that, that only God can make me truly happy. So even though she had resisted God most of her life, she allowed him to speak to her through her good friends, who showed her God's love. And she softened her position. Unlike Ahaz, who stayed chiseled against the Lord. God's love draws us near, always, throughout our life. Can we see what he's doing in our midst? He's calling us into deeper relationship with him. Sometimes, like in this case, long before we even recognize that he's doing it. And then in our gospel, we have St. Joseph, who's described as a righteous, just man. He knows the scriptures, And he's living his life by God's principles. And he too is faced with a traumatic situation, like Ahaz, like Amy was. His betrothed is found to be with child, and it is not by him. If he publicly exposes her, she would likely be stoned for presumably committing adultery. But he knows Mary and is deeply conflicted of what he should do. He intended to divorce her, but he decides to sleep on it. He doesn't act right away. And then the angel comes to him in the dream and addresses him very personally and very directly by name. He is reassured that Mary is still a virgin. Joseph, having strong faith and trust in God, agrees to take the action that the angel recommended and commanded. So immediately he does that. It's very decisive because of his strong faith and trust in God. He is able to do as the angel is guiding him, the word of God coming to him. Often these words of God to us do not make much sense. We're like, how can this be? Yet his trust in the Lord, because of a firm foundation of faith that he had, comes through very clearly. In all these situations, God is showing how close he is to us. In any of these places where we may find ourselves in our life, where we feel like our faith is strong and firmly rooted, where we feel like it's weak and we feel farther from him than we do close to him, or we've been resisting him for a very long time. Do we perceive what he's doing? Because this is the central message of Christmas. God is with us. He is a present presence, always doing something new in our midst. We all have moments of anxiety and stress that can cause us to feel like the darkness is winning over hope, or we're left searching for meaning of what this sudden illness or this tragedy means. But we see in St. Joseph the importance of faith and trust in God, which guides us through these turbulent times. And like Amy, that teacher, even if we've been away from him for a very long time and our faith is very weak, he still speaks to us and draws near to us. God never gives up on us, no matter where we have gone. Christmas is only 3 days away. We still have time to prepare a completely open heart to give to him, to give to God. Like St. Joseph, we give our yes to what God is telling us to do. Consider the Amys in your life who are far from God right now, and invite them to come to know the Lord through your love and care for them. And invite them to come to Christmas Mass with you, Tuesday Christmas Eve services or Christmas Day. And we can all join together to pray for a lot of people who will be coming to Mass on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, that God wants to touch with his Holy Spirit and his love and grace, who don't come to Mass very often. God is with us, and there's no limit to the wonders he will do in our midst this Christmas. God has a plan and a purpose for our life, and he leads us to new horizons of hope, just like he did with St. Joseph. And so we say, sound the trumpet in Zion. The day of the Lord is near. He comes to save us.